Introducing two new and improved Jeremy's Razors. Fighting the left and building the future means constantly bringing your best, and that's exactly what Jeremy's Razors is doing. Choose between the new and improved Precision 5 Razor for an exceptionally smooth and close shave, or the brand new Sprint 3 Razor for a quick, clean shave. The new razors feature top-to-bottom redesign. Enjoy an ergonomic handle designed for superior durability. The new coated stainless steel blades are sharper, so they last longer. Increased flexibility allows the razor to better contour to your face to reduce nicks and cuts. Plus, the lubricating strip is now equipped with argan oil and aloe. It's time to toss out that woke razor and get yourself a Precision 5 or Sprint 3 trial kit today. Pledge to fight the left and build a future with Jeremy's Razors. Go to jeremysrazors.com and order yours today.
We're going to stay in the holiday spirit here by heading over to TikTok to see how they are celebrating Christmas this year. And if I know anything about TikTok, I think it'll be very joyful and happy and also deeply respectful to the Christmas traditions. So let's begin.
An opinion you have that might piss some people off.
Oh, this definitely pisses people off, especially the majority of my family. When people say, the reason for the season, when they're talking about Christmas and they're all like, the reason for the season is Jesus. The reason for the season is Christian propaganda. I touched on this in one of my other video rants, but basically when the Christians were like getting organized and are like, look, we got all these other people that believe other things. We totally want them to believe what we believe because like, they have to. They basically said, all right, what do they already celebrate? Let's just co-opt that and change it so that instead of worshiping like whatever like heathen gods they're worshiping, they're going to like substitute like Jesus and the God Almighty Lord whatever. And so they did. And that's why you know, we have Christmas, which is Yule. It's the winter solstice.
Yeah, so I can't even keep watching that. That's a tough one. That's a tough one to listen to that. Now, I wouldn't be surprised if she was like a history professor at an Ivy League school. That wouldn't surprise me. By the way, she says that that her take on this pisses people off. But see, lady, no, it doesn't. That's not the right word. It's the dumbest damn thing anyone's ever heard. You're saying very stupid things, and you're saying them very stupidly. So you've got both things going on here. You're saying dumb things. You're saying them as dumbly as possible. And so it's people aren't upset. It annoys them. And I think sometimes this is people can get confused about this. Is that they're not like offended or upset that you've made some brilliant point that they can't refute. It's just that you really annoyed them. Much of the overlap between Christmas and ancient pagan festivals is invented by internet memes. That's what a lot of it comes from. But every single year, it's not even every year, it's multiple times a year when there's a big Christian holiday, you know, namely Easter and Christmas, of course. You have these people on the internet who are very satisfied with themselves and think of themselves as being very, very intelligent. And they also think they're the first ones to ever bring this up, this alleged connection between modern Christian traditions and pagan traditions. You've always got, there's a million, what is this woman's name? Rise Rebels. There's a million of her out there, and they think they're the first one. She's like, I'm going to tell you this. This is really going to piss people off. And then she proceeds to say something that we've all seen in 50 million memes at this point. So a lot of that is made up.
It's an urban legend that never happened.
Some of it isn't, though. So, for instance, pagans, for a long time, used evergreen trees and evergreen plants in their celebrations of the winter solstice. That's correct. And if you wanted to, you could trace the Christmas tree back to that. And this is when you get the lefties who will say, as you see, it was originally pagan. Okay, fine. What's your point? What do you think that proves exactly? What happened is that as pagan cultures became Christian, as they came to the faith, they didn't abandon all of their traditions, their entire culture. They didn't do that. They weren't required to. Okay? What exactly is the problem? I don't even understand what the problem is supposed to be. Especially because, by the way, almost all traditions have, if you like, pagan roots. Because, if you want to put it that way, since if you go back far enough, almost everyone in the world was pagan. If you go back far enough, the vast majority of the planet was pagan. Let's keep going.
All right, since it's Christmas time, let's talk about racism in Christmas songs. Yeah, you heard right. The term Eskimo appears in a couple different Christmas songs and is generally considered pretty offensive by the Inuit people and by other groups that live in the Arctic because it was a word used by colonizers to describe their people and imply that they were barbaric and primitive. I'm going to give you two examples of this word's usage in Christmas songs, and I'll give you suggestions for replacement lyrics too. We'll frolic and play the Eskimo way. Get rid of that. We'll frolic and play the holiday way.
Walk away.
Better already?
And folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows that we don't like that. And folks dressed up like in snow globes. Everybody knows.
Much better. Merry Christmas. Don't be racist. Okay.
So a couple things here. First of all, we see again how the leftists on TikTok think that they're blowing our minds. She says, do you know there's racist? I'm going to tell you how some regular Christmas songs are racist. You heard that right. Get ready for this. It's like, yeah, we know. If we're watching a TikTok video, we know we're about to see some white girl explain to us why something totally innocuous is racist. You're not. We know that. We know that's where this is going immediately. You say that the word Eskimo, that Inuit people and others who live in the Arctic think that the word Eskimo is offensive. Here's a better plan. Rather than replacing the word, better plan is for people who are offended by a totally innocuous word like Eskimo to stop being offended. If there is anyone actually offended by that, better plan, we could change the songs, or the other solution is that if you're offended by that, just stop being offended or keep being offended because honestly, I don't give a damn. Doesn't matter either way.
Go cry about it.
You know what Eskimo actually means? You know the etymology of the word? It derives from French originally. And it means someone who wears a snowshoe or someone who laces up a snowshoe. That's what it means. The word is derived from the fact that these people wore snowshoes. And so the Europeans who first encountered them and didn't speak the language, so they didn't know what they referred to themselves as, this is what they came up with. Why is it offensive? How is that derogatory? Just to observe that someone's wearing a snowshoe is a slur now?
Hey, take those snowshoes off now!
I'd just like to remind you again that the people this word applies to, I guarantee you the vast majority of them don't care at all. All right, let's keep going.
Jingle bell, jingle bell.
White supremacist systems will be dismantled. That's the unrealistic thing she wants for Christmas. It's actually not unrealistic at all. I've got some good news for a change. I can do you one better. Rather than dismantling it for Christmas, I can tell you that it doesn't exist to begin with. There's nothing to dismantle. It's a figment of your imagination. It's a phantom. You've invented it in your head. It doesn't exist. So there you go. That's my Christmas present to you. You're welcome. All right. Is there something a little bit more intelligent? Something a little bit more, provocative?
Hi, I'm Kale. I don't like Christmas very much. Last year, I did a series trying to like Christmas, so this year I said, screw it, I'm gonna do anti-Christmas tradition, so we're making cursed gingerbread men. I had to retake the shot five times. Anyways, Slenderman cookie.
She made cursed gingerbread men as her anti-Christmas tradition, and the cursed gingerbread men are like regular gingerbread men, but she uses green icing instead of white. That's some edgy stuff. Watch out for the edge. Might cut yourself on this edge.
Now that's edgy as fuck.
I don't even feel right making fun of this one because she's like probably 16 or something, trying desperately to be defiant and rebellious. And unfortunately, you know, this is the situation kids are in these days. Like we all went through phases when we were kids. We're really awkward phases of trying to be rebellious and defiant. But many of us who were older, we had the great fortune of not having the ability to capture all of this digitally and have it live forever on the internet.
I'm so scared.
And so now for these kids, this is going to live forever, which is really unfortunate for her. But the thing is also, here's a note, kids, if you want to be rebellious and defiant and all of that, and you want to rebel and really be revolutionary around Christmas time, then just celebrate a traditional joyful Christmas. That's how you can do it. You can really set yourself apart from your peers that way.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
All right, let's watch one more.
You know what I'm already not looking forward to is...
Stop!
But it's the people who get mad when I say happy holidays at work. They're like, Merry Christmas.
And I'm like, oh yeah, happy holidays. And they're like, you can say Christmas. And I'm just sitting here like, I celebrate Yule. I'm not Christian. I don't celebrate Christmas. And most of them are just like, whatever. And they leave the store. But then you have the other half that are like, you godless heathen. I'm like, please, leave me alone.
You know, it really pains me to say this in some ways, but in other ways, maybe I'm relieved that I can say, you know what? I basically agree with her. I actually kind of agree. Kind of. Because there's actually nothing wrong. Now, I don't believe that customers are like screaming at her because she said happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas, but there are some people who make a big thing out of this, and they you know, make this into part of the war on Christmas, is when cashiers at big box retailers say happy holidays instead of Merry Christmas. And I do think that's an absurd thing to get upset about. Either way, it's fine. It doesn't, you know, if you say it to me, it's a friendly greeting around the holidays, and I'm fine with that. It's perfectly fine. And you know the other thing too is that I think conservatives need to take a cue from the left on this point. Because the left, they're very good at co-opting things. They know how to co-opt. And we go the opposite way, you know. So as conservatives, we hear happy holidays and we say, well, no, that doesn't acknowledge Christmas. Instead, we should co-opt it, which isn't even hard to do. It's not much of a stretch. And just say, okay, yeah, happy holidays is the same thing as saying Merry Christmas. That's what you're really saying. When you say happy holidays, what you really mean is Merry Christmas. And that's fine. So that way, when someone tries to get around Merry Christmas by saying happy holidays, they still haven't gotten around it because we've co-opted. We've taken ownership of that phrase. So rather than getting offended by it or getting upset, you should take ownership of it. And so that no matter what you say around the holidays, you're still saying Merry Christmas. You see, that's playing chess instead of checkers. Even though she found a very annoying way of putting it.
Christmas!
I'm not going to disagree with this young lady. And maybe we'll end there. I didn't even think we'd get to this point where I would agree with one of them. But maybe we end there on a positive note. And that's it. Merry Christmas.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.